I'm excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready to party!
Welcome to the podcast of those two girls.
Here we go.
Right.
Hey, quick brag. I'm one of 1 in 23 Australians who saw Ed Sheeran.
Oh, did you go? Is that why you're tired?
Oh, did I not? You guys were just like, why is this guy so tired? Yes.
Well, you work a lot. How was it?
Oh, amazing. And we might as well go the full brag. We were in the Frontier corporate suite. So we were, we were living the life.
Amazing.
Did it
piss down with rain?
Not at all. I heard the rain at midnight.
Yeah, I didn't know what time I heard it.
No, it was like one of those perfect outdoor concerts.
What was the best? What was the best thing about it?
Him and he just considering his music is not that energetic for the vast majority, he kept the crowd moving the whole time. Like he was great. And have either of you ever seen Ed live?
No.
So his performance is not with a band. It's him, his guitar, and like a loop station. He explains it at the start. He has to build the song on the loop station before he can sing it.
Wow.
So songs that are like multi-layered with, drum beats and his voice in the background and stuff, he'll build on his loop station.
Live on stage?
Yeah, so it'll take him like a minute to build the song. And then he almost like mixes it live on stage. It's incredible to watch.
Who was his support act?
Missy Higgins.
Oh, I love her.
She was really good, yeah. And the crowd, she finished on Scar, which was her first song.
Yeah.
And the crowd just friggin' lost it.
Yeah. How does that one go again?
She left him na 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 this time. Na 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 na
and a forest in could you leave me
with a scar? It's a great song.
My actual reason for bringing this up, other than to brag, was to ask you guys' opinion on something, because I've been working with the Breakfast producers, Stab, Abby and Matt. We're trying to get one of them on, but what do you reckon happened about 5 times during this song?
Baby, people were dancing. In
the dark. People tried to do a wave.
So we were sitting in the stands at Suncorp Stadium, and you would just hear from patches of the crowd these huge like bursts of screams and cheers. And then you'd see all lights and just people proposing.
No way.
It was just...
Stop it.
Oh, yeah. So it's just like a constant...
No.
Oh, that's really sweet.
How many?
So we counted 5.
No.
But this is my question.
Imagine being the fifth.
Well, we don't think they knew. Because they were all in general admission and they were spread. Like, they were way apart from each other.
So you were looking back at all the plebs, were you? From your first class.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, darling.
I said, now what's the name of the young redhead man down there on the stage? He's very good. He's very,
Ron
very good.
Ron Weasley? I loved him in Harry Potter.
Could we get him in one of the parties, love? Could we get him for one of them? But anyway, I'm very sensitive with proposals. Like, I think if...
How so, Scotty? Like, how many times have you...
Two.
Yeah, sounds like...
A lot.
A lot. It
but
sounds
I
like...
Just, I don't know. Like, I don't know if that's cliche. I don't know if it's messy and gross. Because you're in general admission with everyone standing around. What if she says no? Like,
what if you dropped the ring?
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, that would be more the worry, I think. What if you're the thousands of dollars of diamonds are dropped on the floor or something?
Would you... How would you feel about a proposal at Ed Sheeran during Perfect?
I think it's cute.
I think it's sweet.
I think it's memorable.
Yeah. Did you cry?
No.
During any of his songs?
No.
Well, because I heard on the radio yesterday, Matty Acton said that whenever Small Bump plays, he tears up.
Yeah, he didn't play
I was kind of hoping he would, and then Matty would be like a sobbing mess.
Well, he wasn't there.
Oh, didn't he go?
No.
Just you.
That's why we went.
Did you take him?
No, it was Abby Kaz and I.
So you didn't feel any pressure.
You're a bad boyfriend. You should have given your seat up and given it to Kim.
Should have.
But didn't.
We could have gone last night.
Yeah, no, it's just too late for us.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well.
And whenever I bring up a concert, Lee says, I don't want to die.
Kaz said the same thing.
Yeah.
I know that's terrible, but it's how I feel.
That's fair.
That's fair.
Play today's show.
Yes.
Yes.
See you on the other side.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Right now, I think this is the favourite thing that we're doing together, Lise. So Lise is bilingual. She speaks French and obviously English, but girlfriend beside me here cannot do an accent to save herself. And I just can't let that go.
It's your favourite thing to do. It's not my favourite thing to do. I think it's hideous. It's the worst idea we've ever done.
We did it last week. Can we just have a little refresher of Lise trying to do an Irish accent, Scotty?
Mikey is convinced over 45 sheep have been stolen.
Mikey's convinced over 45 over 45 sheep have been stolen. Oh, that was great.
And believe me when I say that is Lise trying her darndest.
I sound like Elmer Fudd. I thought it was pretty good.
You did a little bit, actually. Now, I've got a new challenge for you.
The thing is, as I try so hard. This is like, I just can't do it, guys.
Mm.
I hear it. I can hear the accent, but I just can't get my head around how to copy that.
All right, all
right.
Practice
makes perfect, Lise.
It does.
Practice
and while, makes perfect. Folks, while you're listening to Lee's attempt to do this next accent, if you can do it better than her, call us on 131060. We want to hear your Southern American accent.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, Lise, I've got three quotes for you to imitate. Let's start with the current queen of the South, Reese Witherspoon.
When I say y'all, I don't mean ball or hall or mall. I mean y'all.
Okay, hold on. I'm writing it down because it's important that I see it written.
She says, when I say y'all, I don't mean ball.
Hold on. Ball.
Paul,
yeah.
Hall,
yeah.
Mall, I mean y'all.
Mm. Okay.
Okay.
Can I hear her one more time, please?
So
when
serious.
When I say y'all, I don't mean ball or hall or mall. I mean y'all.
You should see the eyes Lise is giving at the moment. Okay, go.
When I say y'all, I don't mean ball, pole, hall or mall. I mean y'all. That was excellent!
Excellent.
Oh, my God, Jesus.
Better than Irish. Okay, let's take it up a notch with American actor Benjamin Walker.
Mum and them used to get on down there and get naked.
What? I can't even understand
he
what he's saying.
Mum and them used to get on down there and get naked.
Mum and dad?
Mum and them.
Mum and them.
Mm-hmm.
Used to what?
Get on down there.
Used to get on down there.
And get naked.
There and get naked.
131060, if you can do a better Southern American accent than Lee. Sarah, it doesn't need to be a good Southern accent.
No.
It just needs to be better than Lee.
Okay. Okay, one more time for Ben Walker.
Mum and them used to get on down there and get naked.
Sounds like my kind of party. okay. Mom and them used to get on down there and get naked. Yes. I'm all right at this one. You guys should have chosen a harder one.
Oh, I don't know whether to press wrong or right. No, like it's on the line.
You've got to do it at speed. Mum and them used to get on down there and get naked. Go.
I did it.
You didn't. You're too
slow.
This. You're
stuttering.
You've got
to do exactly like this.
Mum and them used to get on down there and get naked.
Mum and them used to get on down there and get naked.
Okay, one more. One more from my favourite Southern character of all time. A little bit of Scarlett O'Hara for you.
Another dance and my reputation will be lost forever.
Another dance and my reputation will be lost forever.
Another dance and my reputation.
Yeah, if that one about getting naked and having a party was your song, well, that one was mine.
Another dance and my reputation
will be lost forever.
Can I hear her again, please?
Another dance and my reputation will be lost forever.
Another dance and my reputation will be lost forever.
That's what we wanted. 131060, can you do a better Southern American accent than Lee's? The key thing is not a good Southern American accent, just a better one. We'll take your calls next.
Southern.
Well, actually, Alex has called through on 131060. You can call through, join the show anytime.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
She's American and she suggested that Lee's should try this phrase.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I tried just one chili and it set my mouth on fire and I had a drink of 2 liters of Mountain Dew. Oh my God. Hold on, I have to write it out. I tried just one chili. Hold on, I'm writing it. Can you play it again, please, Scotty?
I tried just one chili and it set my mouth on fire and I had to drink a 2 liter of Mountain Dew.
I tried just one chili and it set my mouth on fire and I had to drink
and I had
a Mountain
to
Dew.
Drink a two liter of Mountain Dew.
Okay, you ready?
That's good stuff. Okay. Okay. I tried just one chili and it set my mouth on fire and I had to drink a 2 liter of Mountain Dew. I think I have improved in a matter of a week.
Well, maybe. Matt, on 131060, can you do a Southern American accent for us?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. Let's do which quote, Scotty?
When I say y'all, I don't mean ball or ball or hall or mall. I mean y'all.
Okay. Do you want to turn your radio down, Matt?
Yeah, sorry.
No, you're right.
I'm
hearing me play back. It sounds really good. Okay, let's go. Reese Witherspoon.
When I say y'all, I don't mean ball or hall or mall. I mean y'all.
All right, go,
when
Matt.
When I say y'all, I mean hall. I don't know the rest, but I'll go free fall on the ball.
Okay, Matt, you're pretty good at improv too.
Yes. Okay, Matt's nailed it. Now
he's very good.
Well, get ready because I think we've got our carryover accent champion, Sharon, on 131060. Now, Sharon, you absolutely pipped Lise at the post with an Irish accent last week. Can you do it again with Southern?
I'll have a go.
Okay, let's play a little bit of Reese again just to refresh Sharon, if we may, Scott.
When I say y'all, I don't mean ball or hall or mall. I mean y'all.
Okay,
when
go,
I
Sharon.
You're
right, go on.
When I say y'all, I don't mean hall or ball or fall or mall. I mean y'all.
Sharon, you are a freak of nature with accents. You're very annoying when you call here during this segment.
Yeah, okay, Sharon, I want you to whisper in my ear what accent we should try Lee's with next week.
Okay, I'll take my headies off.
I'll give you a hard one and then I probably won't be ringing.
Okay.
Like someone from Kazakhstan or something like that.
Something Eastern European?
Yeah, no, not just European. There's a distinct accent. Or Russian or something
Russian,
like that.
That's what I was thinking, Sharon. You and I, we're like one person with the accent.
I heard that. I'll be practising. You guys will be sorry that you ever made me play this and humiliate myself on Australian
radio.
Good,
I want you to practise. Trust me, it's for your benefit. I just saw Tommy Little here.
Who?
Tommy Little. The guy from Carrie and Tommy.
Yes,
and the
I know who he is,
Do you know
Sarah?
Who he is?
Where
you
is he?
At me very bad. He just walked into the toilet.
Perfect. Go get him.
Do you want me to go get him?
Yes, go. We need an interview. God knows.
What were we going to do?
Open the door.
Something about
Scotty,
bus drivers.
Oh, yes. Work your magic.
I've got him. He's coming.
Yes, he's
coming.
He's coming.
Okay, act cool. Act cool. Mm-hmm. Tommy Little, you don't know who the hell we are or why we're here. We do actually work at the same station, as you can tell. You're just at the other end of the day with Carrie and Tommy, and we're here now.
Yeah, so just take a seat, take a seat. It's a lot more comfortable than the toilet.
Well, we just found you. I'm sorry about that. This is going to be an absolutely great interview.
That is the laugh of a mad woman.
It is.
Tommy, slowly, we found... Not even slowly, quickly descending into madness. How long have you been doing this time slot for?
Six weeks.
No, sure. Four, six.
Do you hate each other yet?
No.
Oh,
are we meant to?
Will it?
Oh, yeah.
When will it happen?
Well, you'll have a moment where you both look at each other and you say nothing, but you look at each other and you just think, I'm done with you.
Really?
Do you do that with Carrie?
No, because we're in the afternoons.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, so you're just saying
you think
morning.
It's just morning.
Oh, it's entirely morning. You guys can't even work out. You're too delirious to even work out that that's what
I'm talking
about.
We don't know what time of day it is.
What, you think that my premise was just that existing with someone else in a workspace for enough time makes you hate them?
Yes. Well, the difference with Lise and I is that we came into radio because we're besties. So we weren't just plonked together.
Friends.
You didn't come into radio like most people because you failed at TV. Hey, it was so nice to see you both
again.
Thank
you so
much.
Yes,
thank you for coming in.
Okay, never been.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for your crumbs.
Should we have been wrapped by Tommy? I thought that was our job to end an interview.
I had a lot more to chat to him about, but it seems the feelings weren't reciprocated. Oh, well, Sarah, I'm happy with that. I'm happy.
Look, we've got to get the crumbs.
The 25 seconds we got from Tommy Little. Wow.
He's a busy man. And you know what? We're busy. We'll come back with more other riveting stuff on this show.
Yeah, that was an absolutely great interview in my book.
Absolutely. We need a toilet flush sound. Flush. It's the sound of our dreams and hopes washing away.
Our careers down the gurgler.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Guys, we need to talk Married at First Sight because Channel 9 touted last night's episode as 90 minutes of the greatest television you'll ever see. I thought that was a far cry. They were right.
I know. It was the second last episode. It was a reunion of everyone who'd been on the show. They came back together at one big dinner party, whether they'd partnered up or not. It was mesmerising TV, bombshell after bombshell. Oh, ladies, let's debrief.
Yes, we need to debrief. Okay, if you didn't watch it, we're just going to give you the breakdown, okay? Tracy and Sean, who's the bloke with the frosted tips.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the peroxide hair and the frosted tips.
He's a real little top deck these days.
So Tracy and Sean are now an item.
Yes.
Okay, and they announced that to everyone by pashing.
Yes,
upon at a dinner party. That was the announcement. Okay, it was beautiful. It was a beautiful thing. Now, Troy and Carly are now an item as well.
I've got to say, I saw Troy's tongue far too many times in last night's episode that I wanted to. And sexual Troy makes me a little bit uncomfortable.
I mean, those two are so handsy with each other. They're actually perfect. I was actually very happy with them. Now, there's something that did come up around respect texts. And it was a theme of the night because the people who got shafted basically were saying, you know, as long as I get a text to let me know that my former husband or wife is now with the new person, I'm cool with that. So, but I need a respect text.
Yeah, Ashley was absolutely ropeable that she wasn't aware that Troy and Carly had hooked up. Now, even though she didn't want a bar of Troy, she's one of those girls who doesn't want anyone else to have him
That's
either.
Right.
So she was spewing, let's be honest. But I think one of the true characters of the night was Joe.
Yes.
Of course, who wore her very special occasion Foxy Mama platform thongs, and she was on fire. I can't wait for tonight's episode. Lise, have you seen the trailer?
Yeah. I mean, that woman can rock a pedicure shoe like no one can. The trailer for tonight is a doozy, guys.
Oh my God. Is this it?
Yeah, we've got it. Yeah.
All right, let me hit play on it.
Welcome to the experiment's final swingers party. I mean, dinner party. Tonight, we the experts have realised that we know diddly squat about pairing strangers up based on neuroscience and Channel 9 ratings.
It is true. You can thank Troy, Carly, Tracy and Sean about the approach we'll be using next. As you're all like dogs on heat, can the remaining participants get their car keys out and place them in this bowl?
Good, good. Right, here we go. Gabrielle, you're with Ryan. Joe, crack a coldie, you're with Justin.
Yes! See you, beauty!
Ashley, you're now with old Sean, and we think you'll be happily miserable together.
NASA, you're going home with Davina. So sorry.
Sorry, guys. Now, enjoy getting hammered over dinner as the cameras zoom in on your tongues down each other's windpipes.
For dessert, let's spice things up with a game of musical chairs, or for you, Randy Lott, musical laps.
Yes!
Thanks, Joe. I can't wait.
Talk about Joe? I don't want to see the last of her once Married at First Sight ends.
Yeah.
I think Joe needs to have her own spin-off show, maybe on Gem or something.
I think she could do that.
Could we get a GoFundMe page up to get Joe off the ground? I don't care what she's doing. I could just watch her drink beers and laugh.
She is the most enthusiastic human I've ever had the pleasure of watching on TV.
Well, I get to watch you every morning. That makes me enthusiastic.
She will sell those pedicure thongs and she will make a mozza. That's what's going to happen. That's my prediction.
She could come up with her very own slogans. Our slogan right now is goodbye.
See you guys.
Have
we'll
a good
catch
Wednesday.
You tomorrow.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Sarah, I saw on your Instagram yesterday what a spray water bottle is.
Yes.
Because before you'd taken it off your daughter, you had done a rant on...
Yes, I had. About the Smiggle spray water bottle that is like cracked to her at the moment.
Yeah.
So you're not giving it back to her?
No, I gave it back.
Can you put your mic down?
Oh, sorry. Down.
Well, if you want, you can sit back, but it has to be facing you. Like, yeah, that's it.
Like that? Yeah, yeah. So she's got her spray water bottle. We went to netty training yesterday. So, of course, every time there was a break,
did she actually drink any? Or
yeah, just... yeah. But now she drinks it via spray as well. It's I've been told by several people via Instagram that Smiggle drops off the face of the earth. Then it moves to Typo.
Yes.
Then it goes on to Mimco.
Mimco.
That way, I mean, Typo has still got cheap stuff in there. Mimco is like
what for young
maybe
girls?
Maybe for teenagers. Maybe it's like
insane.
Smiggle till 9, Typo till 10,
that's
and then Mimco.
Insane. I don't own anything Mimco.
When I worked with teenagers, that was like definitely from about 14. You'd start seeing the little Percy type things.
Oh yes, or maybe the phone cases or the little studs or something.
That's still insane.
Mm.
That's okay if it's a birthday present and it's a little pair of age-appropriate earrings or what have you. I don't have a problem with that. But I do think there are so many teenagers who are decked out to the nines in really high-end brands.
Yeah.
I don't know how they afford it. I was wearing Fashion Fair.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I do.
Which no longer exists, FYI, but it was cheap and cheerful.
Yeah, I think those high-end
brands. Whoa, Mimco is so expensive.
Yes, it's...
We can get like a little pair of studs for $40 or $50 or something.
$40 or $50.
But again, like that's birthday present kind of stuff.
I can't believe this.
But like when we were teenagers, birthday presents were like Sports Girl, not Zimmerman.
No, but none of the young kids rate Sports Girl these days. But yeah, Zimmerman is next level.
Even the phone cases are like $100.
Yes. Yeah.
The shitty phone cases are like $80. Oh, I'm so glad I'm not a girl.
Well, it just depends on what you buy into, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, you don't have to buy it for your kids.
Yeah. I mean, you've got the classic story of the eucalyptus RMs.
I do. Have I told that one before on a podcast?
I think you've told it on air.
Oh,
weren't we meant to do cultural greetings today?
What?
Greetings in different languages.
I won't tell that story. Don't worry. We'll go to cultural greetings.
It's just remembered that our boss was like, you were meant to do cultural greetings. We'll do that tomorrow.
No, keep going.
Well, put a reminder on your phone so we do it tomorrow.
I will. I'm doing that now. Tell your eucalyptus boots story.
Well, I've just got a quick fact.
Well, hold on. That's not a eucalyptus.
It's a French one.
Story.
It's just hit me, though. Tampon is French for rubber stamp.
Yeah, that's true.
What the heck?
Yeah, but it's not used in that way. The word means rubber stamp, but we don't use that word in French to mean tampon as well. It means rubber stamp.
So what's the word? What word do you use in French?
I think they just use a brand name.
Like Libre or
yeah,
whatever the equivalent
is. I'm trying to think. Yeah, I think so.
How interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. French.
Cultural greetings.
There's a cultural greeting for you. Rubber stamp.
Hold on. I'm doing some research on my pewter.
Oh, don't ever call that again, Scotty.
Don't say to someone like, you need a rubber stamp.
Well, no. This is literally the lie that is in front of me on my computer right now. Oh, no. You have your period and no tampon left in the box. You'll have to go out and buy a box. You're in France. Where? Which brand? How? Oh, Protections Peridiqueuses. Peridiqueuses.
Oh, God, that's a very long-winded way of saying that. Nobody in French says that.
What is it? What does it mean?
They use the first word, protections. That's what they use it. That's how they say it.
Oh, okay.
That's more for pads. Anyway, moving on.
Can you please indicate me the hygiene feminine department?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's all very polite.
Oh, usually you call them serviette hygienquiz or serviettes.
Hygienquiz.
Can you tell your RM story, please, Sarah? I'm awkward.
So when I moved from Bundaberg
to school here in Brisbane, I went to a private all-girls school, which was lovely. It was fantastic. But the fashions at that all-girls school were very different to Bundy, which were, you know, kind of left with rusty shirts and, yeah, sports girl bags. And at my school here, it was R.M. Williams boots, jodhpurs or moleskins, I think they were called, Canterbury jerseys. It was an entirely different look. And going and watching rugby union on the hill at an oval called Ballymore was the thing to do.
Oh,
and
yes.
I begged my mother to buy me a pair of R.M. Williams boots so I would fit in. Now, as you can gather from my mum, she doesn't want to do something or doesn't believe in it. She just doesn't do it. And she had said, absolutely not. They are way too expensive. I'll get you a different pair of boots. And she brought home a massive box. And when I opened it, there were a pair of mustard baby poo, yellowy brown tinged pair of hiking boots that were eucalyptus scented.
Why were they scented?
I don't know. Because they were Australian, just like R.M. Williams are made of kangaroo leather. These were scented like eucalyptus leaves, which I guess kangaroos. No, koalas like to eat them, don't they?
Why were they scented?
I don't know. The same way I bought a pair of ballet flats recently that smell like bubble gum. They just are.
Were they for you or for one of your daughters?
No, they were for me. And I was 18. No, I wasn't. I was high school. I was 16.
Oh, she's talking about the boots, not the ballet slippers.
Oh, the boots, the bubble gum slippers. Yeah, they were for me. I didn't know they were bubble gum scented until I brought them out of the box. And I thought, this is nice. It's different. It's better than eucalyptus. So I did walk around the hills of Ballymore smelling like toilet freshener.
Oh, you actually wore them?
I wore them.
I would have dumped them behind a bush. That's what I did when Mum bought me stuff I didn't want.
Oh, no, never. Never would have thought about
like,
that
I remember
at all.
My girlfriend Belinda, her mum bought her these horrific pair of school shoes. They weren't like, they were the cheap version of the school shoe that everyone else wore. And she was like, I can't, this is social suicide. I'm not wearing these. So she wore them to school the first day and we were like, nah, something, we've got to do something about these. This just will not fly.
And your group of friends at school.
I know.
And I remember she just like scuffed them. Like she spent all of Little Lunch and Big Lunch just scuffing the crap out of them because they were such poor quality to begin with until they got a hole in them. Then she brought them home. She was like, sozzles, better get a better pair. Like, yes, success.
Imagine parenting you.
That wasn't me. That was my friend. But I was like, this is a good plan. You cannot wear those.
Imagine parenting you.
I know. That kind of stuff just feels so rebellious.
In saying that, though, Mum and Dad never bought me anything. Like, I had to work to get my own stuff. So I got the stuff that I liked. I mean, we had rules around what I was allowed to wear and what have you.
I really hope that one of your daughters is Little Lee's.
Like, I don't.
I desperately don't want
someone who's like sneaking out of a window, going down to the park at night. I don't want that.
I was very street smart, though. It taught me a lot.
Street smart in Jindalee.
Yeah, I knew my way around those back streets like nobody's business.
It's one of the higher economic suburbs in Australia.
We used to...
And one girl...
Jindalee's. Queen of Jindalee.
I watched that movie.
Do you know how much fun we used to have on shopping centre trolleys in the middle of the night? So much fun.
And That's a sweep.
I just
want a
tisk-tisk behaviour.
I think that is why they started bringing in coin-operated trolleys.
What, 20 years after the fact?
They were like, oh, we remember. Yeah, we had a lot of fun in car parks.
Jindalee's.
Yeah. Good times. They were some of the best years of my life.
I have a question for you, Lise.
Yeah.
Vous pourriez m'indiquer le rayon hygiène féminine?
Yes, I do know what that means. She's asking for directions to the feminine hygiene aisle.
Good.
It must be so easy to travel now with Google Translator, don't you think?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes I've replied to Lise's Instagram messages in French and you get a little bit of a shock because I'm actually fluent. This whole time I've been lying to you. I'm fluent. And I'll be like, nah, mate, it's Google Translator.
I'm trying to find this file and it's nowhere on my computer and it's doing my head in. And this computer is so...
Voulez-vous faire du camping?
Do you
Camping. What's camping?
Voulez-vous faire du camping?
Do you want to go camping? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got that. Camping?
That's what, actually, Dane was like, should we get away again this weekend? I said, no.
Oh.
No, not this weekend.
Oh, he loves it. Why don't you just get him to take the boys away?
Well, because
have a weekend to yourself.
Because we've got stuff on. Like, that's what I said to him. I was like, we're working on Saturday.
Mm.
And then
regardez,
Sunday.
C'est un coca-bura.
What?
Look.
Regardez, c'est un coca-bura.
Look, it's a kookaburra.
Say, do it again so I can hear the kookaburra.
Regardez, c'est un coca-bura.
Coca-bura.
We're having such a good time. So now we have kind of pivoted into greetings in other languages.
Yes, we have, because we found out yesterday.
This is right.
That our podcast downloads globally have some really, like, we have some really varied listeners from
people
around
in
the world.
Off places. Ireland,
Mauritius.
France, obviously. Mauritius.
Korea. Where else? UK.
그 두 소녀의 이야기를 들어주셔서 감사합니다.
What's
that's
that?
Korean.
Merci d'avoir écouté ces deux filles.
Thank you for listening to those two girls.
That's to our Mauritian and French friends, because it's the same language.
Well, I also did Korean. Korean was the first one.
Okay, yeah. Korean. Then what else? Can you do
Irish?
What's Gaelic?
Gaelic.
What other countries were there?
US.
Japan was one.
It won't translate Gaelic. Like, as in, it'll translate it, but it won't read it.
Japan.
Thanks for listening to those two girls.
That's Australian.
Wow, thanks.
The majority of listeners come from, so that's nice. Include them. There was...
その二人の女の子を聞いてくれてありがとう。
聞いてください。ありがとう。Yeah, thank you.
その二人の女の子を聞いてくれてありがとう。
It should be thanks for listening to those two girls.
Yeah.
Where else was there? I think I did a list.
There was England. It's quite a few in England.
Danke, dass du diesen zwei Mädchen zuhörst.
Was there Germany?
Yeah.
Danke, dass du diesen zwei Mädchen zuhörst.
I mean, really,
it sounds like it's on slow-mo, like, danke.
Where did we say the most is from? Korea?
No.
Outside of Australia, it was Ireland, I believe.
Yeah, which is so interesting.
Well, I think they heard your Irish accents from last week and they're all hopping on for a laugh. Mikey wants to know if 45 sheep have been stolen.
After Irish, where else was it? Well, Korea was pretty high up, wasn't it?
No, it was down towards the bottom.
Oh.
But it was surprising how many downloads had come from Korea.
I mean, who do we know in Korea?
Hit 앱을 다운로드하여 라이브 쇼를 듣고 등급을 주세요.
Maybe it's like expats.
Actually think it's a Korean.
It could be, yeah.
In South Korea, tuning into us.
Maybe they're tuning into, you know, better their English skills. Like maybe one of the schools there has said this is a really valuable tool. Wait,
that's actually not a bad idea. And then they hear the accent segment. Hey, oh, geez. Well, way later than I thought we were. This is the one thing that we need to get out to all our non-English speaking countries.
What?
S'il vous plaît, téléchargez l'application It pour écouter le spectacle en direct et nous donner des notes.
That's such a long sentence. Was it all just that thank you for listening
what
to those girls
what
again?
What was I saying?
Like, thank you for downloading the app, the Hit app.
Yeah, close.
To can you play it again? Because I thought it was going to say...
S'il vous plaît, téléchargez l'application It pour écouter le spectacle en direct et
please
nous donner
download
des notes.
The Hit app to listen to our show live and leave us a note. or leave us a message.
Nah, it should say please download the Hit app to listen to the show live and give us ratings.
Oh, okay.
Was that slow? Was that a slow
pace? Yeah,
they
slow it down for the second time, right? Okay. They play it at normal speed and then they, yeah, slow it a bit down.
Yeah, I don't know. This has been fun.
Listening to you type is fun.
Thank you.
It's great.
Nous devons partir maintenant.
We need to go now.
Yes, we do.
Is that the song, Sarah? I think I found
it. Yeah, that's Naked Sexual.
Yeah.
Okay, great, I found it.
Oh, you found it yourself.
Well, I found it on our Facebook. Do you have it?
I don't know. I'll have a look.
Ugh.
I never saved any of that stuff.
Well, that's not good enough, Scotty. It should be in our file. And why don't you play it to round out the podcast?
Well, because now I can't even find the original
the
one
here. The only thing is that now I don't know what how to save it.
Oh, that's why.
I don't think we can save it from there. Or maybe we can send the link directly and they can just hook it up to their laptop and project it onto the screen.
I don't have.
What is this even for?
Oh, it's for an event just we're doing. Just so you feel the way that I
feel. I feel sexual. So we should play more of that song. It's such a good song. I haven't heard it on air in ages.
It is. It just dropped off the face of the earth.
Maybe it's in like a Dropbox or something.
Well, let's figure it out. Let's let the people go. Enjoy their Wednesday.
Yes.
We'll be back tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Well, that was a podcast of Those Two Girls.